Hi everyone, welcome to Writing in Place, a special season for this specific time we're in, brought to you by Keeping a Notebook. I'm Nina LaCour. Once, a long time ago, far before COVID-19, when I still met up with people in the outside world, I handed my brother Jules my phone for some reason, and when he handed it back, he said, "Oh my God, this doesn't stress you out?" He was referring to the email icon on the screen. "Stress me out?" I asked. "You have over 100,000 unread emails," he said. I laughed. I hadn't ever paid attention to the number displayed above the envelope image. "That would stress me out so much," he said. As of this morning, I am up to 122,000 unread emails, and it's still easy for me to ignore them. For better or worse, a degree of messiness is something I'm used to. As much as I crave order, clear surfaces, an empty kitchen sink, we just aren't those people. Our new dining room is strewn with construction paper and colored pencils. Our Chemex and coffee mugs and breakfast plates crowd the utility sink that currently occupies our kitchen. We have stacks of moving boxes we haven't gone through yet, because we have nothing to put their contents in or on. There are neat spots too, of course. The bathroom counter is clear and clean. My wife has folded the towels and bed linens. I've hung the mugs on hooks and vacuumed the floors. We brought bookshelves over from our old house, and they are now homes to books and baskets and plants. My daughter spent a good half hour fitting the board games and puzzles into an upholstered bench, and we're gradually figuring out what to do with her toys, which is always the trickiest for us, whether we're in a new place or not. And still, even with all of these efforts, there is messiness. So instead of trying to resist it, let's lean into it today. Find something messy. Maybe it's your sink full of dishes, maybe it's a stack of papers, maybe it's the stuff you shove in the closet or tuck into a junk drawer. Maybe you're a meticulously neat person. I'm sure there is still something that irks you a bit, that you haven't figured out how to tame yet. Once you've chosen your mess, take a moment to register how it feels to you. What emotions come up? Are you comfortable with it? Are you made anxious by it? Does it fill you with shame? Is it difficult to look at it this way? Do you have to resist the urge to clean it up or to turn away from it? Messes are gold mines when it comes to learning about ourselves and others. I feel deep shame over my messiness. It's actually difficult for me to even record this for you. I want to be an effortlessly neat person with an always tidy house. But in contrast to my personal shame, I love messiness as a quality in others, especially when it's people I admire, people who have their shit together, people I would never imagine were messy. When I first discover it about them, see the overflowing cup holders in their cars or the jumble of receipts in their purses, I breathe a sigh of relief. You're my kind of person, I think. You are not perfect. The best is when people invite me into their homes when they're messy and don't even say anything about it. No excuses, no disclaimers. They show me that messy is an okay way to be, that I am okay, that none of us needs to be perfect. So take a while now to contemplate the feeling you have now that you're facing your mess. What does it bring up for you? Where did these feelings come from? Go as far back as you want to. Once you're finished with the feelings, take a look at the objects themselves. See them as individual things as well as one collective mess. If a stranger were to inhabit your space right now, what would they learn about you from this mess? What is something you notice about yourself that you might not have noticed if you weren't looking so closely? And now, if you'd like to, think about your fiction. Think about your character's feelings around messiness, and also what her mess would be made up of. Do all of this again in the world of your character. If you'd like to share your mess, or what you wrote about it, or your experience of writing or not writing during this time, use the hashtag writing in place. You can see images of my messes right now on Instagram and Twitter at Nina LaCour and at the Slow Novel Lab, even though it makes me deeply uncomfortable to share them. I'm also sending out a special weekly newsletter with the text from these episodes and more photos. The links are in the show notes. I also want to let you know that I've opened up my online class, the Slow Novel Lab, for enrollment a season sooner than planned. If you're working on a novel and looking for an illuminating and interactive experience, I hope you'll consider joining the summer session. It runs from June 7th through July 16th, and I'll be donating 50% of the profit from the summer class to Direct Relief, an organization that's providing support to the communities hardest hit by the pandemic. I'd love to help you find your way through your novels as we support this vital cause together. Thank you to my brother Jules LaCour for the music, Sonics Podcasts for the production, and Mia Nolting for the illustration. My wife, Kristen Strobel, is taking the photographs for this series. I'll be back next week with a new exercise for you. Until then, I'm sending you love. I'm wishing you well.